everybody.
Hello.
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 Hello, everyone.
Hi,
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought I would do it that way because that's how we do it in Mastery. We start every call with open up the line so we can hear each other's voices, and then I go ahead and mute them so we can have a quiet classroom. And I'm thrilled to have all of you here. My goodness. And usually not everybody has questions. They like to hear, want to hear the answer to other people's questions, and so the numbers all work out. But we do have over 100 people registered. So if it gets, if this gets really big, then I may have to be a little more selective and ask you if your question was answered to go ahead and, or asked by somebody else to go ahead and change your number. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I have a dashboard, and if you press a number between 1 and 5 on your keypad on your phone or your computer, it will show up on my screen. And sometimes if you're coming through a computer, it won't show up. So if you don't hear me say your name as seeing that you've raised your hand, then you may have to keep trying to get it to occur over here. So the way this works for a Mastery Q&A is I try to go through and collect all the questions first so I can answer them in what I would call a macro, micro, and then nano order. Because some people's questions are macro and apply to everyone, and some people are micro and drill in some more, and most people can relate to them, and some people's are nano, and it's really specific to you, and I'm happy to answer those questions. But I just do it in a way that we're taking care of the most people, the most economically. So if you have a question about Mastery and certification, and or something you just wish I would talk more about, then please press 1 on your keypad. And while you're doing that, I'm going to duck in here. All righty. So I was checking with Adrian because I found out that people don't know everything they might want to know about parenting and partnership, and it's only available to people who are graduates of the certification in Heart of Partnership. So if you have a parenting and partnership question, if you would press 3 instead of 1, and then I can answer those all together for the small group of people that are eligible for that. All right, so I see Michelle and Marshall and Catherine and Barbara and Lydia. Those are the hands that are showing up for me so far. And let me go, let's see, can I do it in that order? Well, let me, I'll just see if they stay in that way. Sometimes they change order. So if you would tell me what city you're calling from and what path you're considering, that can help me a lot in answering your question. And then let me know your question or questions and what you want to know more about. So, Michelle, I'm going to give you the microphone first. Hi there.
Hi, Allison. My name is Michelle, and calling from Edmonds, Washington. It's kind of near Seattle.
Awesome.
I am an internal enjoyer, and you have freed me from trying to be a builder. I am just incredibly grateful for that program. I have been wanting this program for years, and I didn't even know it existed. I am financially destitute, and I believe that why I'm even read the email to be on this call is because there are two very clear things that I believe need to be done with your material. And if there's time, I would love to talk to people who are unsure of what to do with this material and just throw some ideas out there for them to run with it. So
that's why you're in the call?
That's why I'm here.
Okay. So it's not that you have something to ask, you have something to say.
I have something to share, yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, so I'm going to hold that.
Of course.
And fulfill the mission that this was declared about this call. And then
exactly.
If we have space for that and people are curious about that, then we can have that happen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. And Catherine, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
I keep forgetting to ask you about personal mastery and
okay. If
it's available next year and what programs it's available for.
Okay.
I think I know everything about everything else.
Okay, so if I just answered the question, you could do something else with your evening?
No, I would sit and listen because I know I don't know everything I think I know all the time. So.
Awesome. Okay.
No worries.
Okay. All right, thanks, Catherine. It's good to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear you too.
All right, and Marcelle, you have the microphone.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. So I just found out about you, Allison, and your organization a few months ago. It's something that I really could have used over the last 20 years and a failed marriage of 15 years that just ended 5 years ago. So I wish I'd known about you a long time ago, but I just found out about you a few months ago from one friend, and I immediately looked at the courses, and, of course, after going through a bad divorce, I'm kind of destitute as well. So I was like, oh, God, this is so expensive. I just can't do that. Well, then a friend of mine started coaching me in relationships. And she was like, I want to coach you because you're not meeting the right kinds of men and they're not treating you right and you need to learn some stuff. About 2 weeks into talking with her, she told me that she had learned everything from you. So I was like, okay, this stuff makes sense. And I came back in, and I just started the Understanding Men course online, literally have done one session. I read Keith McKeon this summer. I immediately then ordered Making Sense of Men. I read through it twice and then loaned it to – I've got a long list of women who I want to loan it to, and the first person has it still. I – absolutely am floored by what I'm learning. I'm at the very, very beginning of discovering it, but I am so compelled to advise people and to tell them about it. I've already helped my boss and one of my friends with their relationships, and I don't know, I'm just really drawn to all of this, but I don't have a career right now. I'm just rebuilding my life after losing my career and my house and my husband and everything. And I'm not a coach. I'm not a therapist. I don't have any of those degrees. My background is in finance and web design and things of that nature, human resources. I want to do this so bad, but I am afraid I'm going to do it and then not know what to do with it.
Okay.
So I would love to hear if you could speak to that and just give me some advice would be amazing. Or anyone on the call who's got some advice on this.
Okay. Well, I can definitely address what you're talking about from many different angles. And especially if you start with how compelled you are to tell people about it, that is really who the program was originally created for, the people who can't not talk about it. So if you can't not talk about it, please, please, please let me teach you how to talk about it well. So do you have a particular path, a topic series that you're interested in, a subject matter of the
I mean, to be honest, be honest with you, I want to do all three of them.
Okay. That's not unusual. That's not unusual. So I'll come back and answer your question. And what I would invite you to think about is the who. When the what is everything, it helps to focus in on the who. So if you're imagining that by the end of the program, what you've developed is your own business and your own career, or what you're providing is this information, who would you want to be providing it to that would be the happiest for you, the most sustainable for you? And then the what you study this year would be related to the who you want to contribute to. So would you think about that while I collect more questions?
Absolutely. And I'm sorry, I forgot to say I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. It used to be San Francisco, now Richmond, California.
Ha, beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Barbara, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison. I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Beautiful.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
I got up at 4:30 this morning to listen to all of the calls, and I have a few questions because a few things that are still unclear in my mind. So I'm one of your question askers. I love that distinction that you made. Thank you for that. There's nothing wrong with my brain. It's just how it works. So I'm looking at the Empowering Men path, but I'm also very, very interested in the Empowering Women path. So one question was, if any of us did a second path this, you know, in 2018, what is the cost of that? The part two question, I'd be satisfied with a yes or no answer. For those of us that go through the 5 weekends next year and get taught how to teach, will there be future certification opportunities available for the paths that we're unable to take this year? Like, if I can't do Empowering Women this, you know, in 2018, can I do it in the future after having been through the 5 weekends? A few more questions. I think these are all pretty macro questions.
Doing great.
Are we taught how to create our own courses, or is the material that we're getting certified in kind of ready to roll out, ready to teach, and we can expand from there? Is there anything in the certification that gives us assistance in how to market our products and our workshops that we create? And to address something you just talked about, the can't not talk about it, how do I teach women about men without comparing and contrasting the info that I've learned about women I'm not certified to teach? It feels like I'd be teaching with my hands tied behind my back in a way. And I think those are all my questions for now.
Your last one wasn't really, well, it was kind of a question. How do you do it? Okay.
Yeah.
I can zero. Okay, how to?
Like, how do I not share what I've learned in understanding women and understanding men and the Queen's Code for Life?
Okay. Okay, I got it. First content. Okay. I can answer that question, actually. That's not hard. These are all great questions, and Barbara, what I so appreciate, thank you, is that you got up so early this morning to listen to all the other Q&As, to handle all the other questions that I've already answered, and you didn't make me do that again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're my kind of question asker.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, I'll be back. All right, Lydia. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can. It's a little kind of windy or something.
Sorry about that.
I'm using my computer, so is it better now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So, hi, north of the border. And I feel very much like, was it Marshall two callers ago? Very similar situation, long-term relationship, ended recently, actually, in February. And it's been traumatic, but it's actually been more traumatic reading the Queen's Code and realizing how many things I did wrong. So, and the interesting part was it didn't anger me. It made me just, I guess, surprised and aware. And then I got obsessed and I had to learn more. So I bought a couple of other things and I just signed up for the Understanding Men. So I think I'm on session 8. I am working on my master's in education right now and working on a counseling certificate. So I'm really hoping that this will assist with that. So I'm really, really interested in two paths, actually, and I don't know if that's possible. I'm interested in the empowering women and the extreme freedom because I am taking a course on working with survivors of trauma. So I feel like all of this can really work together really well, so I really want to learn more about it, which is why I'm here tonight. And I guess my main questions are if you could maybe sort of let us know how much we can do, can we, like, how does it all work? This is a very macro question because I'm brand new to all of this. And I'm also very concerned with sharing what I'm learning. I'm trying more to let people know that there might be another side to things, but I'm not trying to tell them what to do yet because I don't know how to do that yet. So I'm really looking forward to doing it, but in a way that's helpful and not going to be actually more harmful. So
thank you for that. I appreciate that a lot. So when you say how does it all work, you're asking about mastering certification. How does it all work?
Yes, yes. How does everything work? How do we get certified? Like I said, I just started Understanding Men, so this is all brand new to me. But I'm very, very interested and passionate about it and obsessed with it. Because I feel like this information really needs to be out there. It really needs to be shared. But I agree that it can be detrimental if you're using it to manipulate and harm people. So, yeah.
Thank you. But it also sounds like you're a monster student.
Yes. I'm working full-time and taking 2 courses nighttime. And I'm doing this.
Okay. All right. Okay, I think I got the questions. Is there any other questions you want me to write down for now?
Nope. I think that's it for now.
Perfect.
Just more interested in the hows and the functioning and, yeah, just how it all works, how it all looks on a macro level. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Totally do that. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. JC, I'm just going to check in with you because you picked 3, which is what I ask people to press if they're interested in parenting and partnership. Is that what you were asking about?
Hi there. No, sorry. I'm actually interested in understanding men.
Ah, okay. All right, so it would be a 1. I'm glad I checked in because since you're not a Heart of Partnership certification partner, you wouldn't be able to do parenting and partnership, and I was hating to disappoint you. What's your question, then?
I don't have a question as such. I'm here to learn a bit more about it, to see if it's right for me at this time in my life. I love your stuff, and I want to embody it so much that it's a natural way of being, and I wondered whether teaching it is right for me.
Okay. right, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so before I answer the questions that have been asked so far, if anyone has, who joined us later, if you have a question about the program, if you would press, I'm going to have you press 2 now on your keypad so you don't get mixed up with the others. Could you please press 2, and I'll gather your question and then answer everybody's. Okay, so I have a 3 from Amina. If you meant to do a 2, please change it to 2, because 3s are for parenting and partnership, and it's something that you don't have the prerequisites for. Selma, I'm going to give you the microphone, and then Jewel, I see your hand up too. Hi, Selma.
Hi, Allison. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Hi, I have a question. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada, and I was wondering, why is this the last year that you are doing this? And if I do sign up for it, basically, why should I sign up with an institution that will not be recognized a year from now?
I sign up with an institution that won't be recognized a year from now. Why wouldn't
right.
it be recognized a year from now?
Well, if you're discontinuing the program, if this is the last year to do it.
Ah, got it. Okay. I'm not sure what you mean by recognition, but...
Like if I want to start my own business and if I want to start doing this as a career for myself and if I
uh-huh.
do have your certification, will it be valid like 5 years from now? Will it be recognized? Will anybody know about it?
Okay. Yeah, it's the difference between being the last year of this particular program and the last year of our enterprise. And... whether we organize or reorganize in a different way that might be under a different name, the brand that is recognized the most in the world is Allison Armstrong. And I am not going anywhere.
Okay.
So, yes, 5 years from now, it will be as valid, if not more so, since one of the reasons why we're not doing this program after this year is so that I can go more out into the world. Because this particular program, the way it's designed, takes the most amount of my attention because of what it requires of me and my team to certify people teaching and delivering our information at the quality that we require in order to give the extraordinary licensing privileges that we give to the successful graduates of this program. So this is the last year of PACS Mastering Certification as we know it, because the license that you earn through completing the program, it's actually unheard of for anyone to license their intellectual property the way that we do. And we only do that because of the standards of excellence that we hold up all year long. And holding up those standards requires so much from us. And there's other things that we need to do and want to do. So that's why this is the last year of certification. And when we're done with this year, we'll have pretty close to 100 people that we have certified. And every one of them is unique. Every one of them is literally one of a kind, which is a tremendous marketing advantage in terms of branding, to be the only one who can do what you'll be able to do in your market, in your language, in your style, tied to all the previous education and experience that you have. That's the way that the program is designed. And... so does that answer your question, both of your questions?
Yeah, it does. And Is there any intention of teaching this in the future? Like this material?
Having a training program?
Yes.
In the future, we're likely to do a different kind of training program that doesn't require so much of us and therefore won't grant the same permissions that our current license does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually answers my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Great question. Okay, and Jewel, you have the microphone.
Yes, it's Julie, and first I
want
to say thank you so much for all of your teaching and all the materials you share. I have just, it has touched my life in so many ways, and I'm so grateful.
You're welcome.
I would like to understand a little bit difference between the personal, going through the, I'm not even sure I'm using the correct terminology, but doing it from a personal perspective versus actually doing the license. And I have listened to some of your other Q&A sessions, so I'm not unfamiliar, but knowing that I'm a female and have diffuse awareness, I'm not sure I've captured all of the information I need.
Good for you.
And when I read the descriptions of the different paths, the one that I'm very drawn to is the extreme freedom. I have not taken the course yet. That's something that I'm looking at doing. I think you have it the first weekend in November. So that is something that I'm looking at doing. But the other one that I'm drawn to is the empowering men. And just inside of me, what I think I'm struggling with is the fact that I think so much of what women have to overcome and heal is understanding men and the relationships with men. And how can you kind of bridge that? So if I were only going to choose one, which would be the extreme freedom, how would be my path to bridge that? Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. It
okay.
does. Okay. Let me just write that down. Awesome. Anything else?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Where are you, Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I am in Mission Viejo in Southern California.
Oh, great. Cool. All right. Thank you so much. Great question.
Thank you.
Back for those. You're welcome. And Rachel, you have the microphone, and then I'm going to check with Amina and cut it off. So, hi, Rachel. What can I do for you?
Hi, Allison. It's Rachel. I just wanted to first say thank you so much for everything that you put out there. I just love the material. I'm especially passionate about the Queen's Code, and I have been finding myself, you know, speaking with single women, my married friends, and it's the first thing that comes out of my mouth. I'm like, Allison Armstrong, Queen's Code. And I get this email about, you know, an opportunity for certification. I have to be honest with you, I don't really know anything about it, and I'm on the call now just to learn about it. And some of my questions have been answered, but I'm in Los Angeles, and I was wondering, you know, for if I am passionate about the Queen's Code, is that a path that you take? Is that like a starting point? And where does the workshop happen? Is it spread out all over, you know, the country in different cities, or, you know, would I have to travel? And I think that's my questions thus far.
Okay. Very macro questions. Awesome. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. Happy
Thank you.
For that. You're welcome. Okay, Amina, I'm just going to check in with you. You have a 3 up. But did you have a question?
Yes. You know, I do. I'm wondering, I'm going through a divorce after 16 years, and it's I'm for a loving divorce. I'm wondering if, with three children, I'm wondering if it's too much of an intense program. Right now I'm on Queen's Code for Life, and I bought the Bring It On package. So I still have another, the Queen's Code Challenge, is that right? The final Queen's Code after this one.
The one about understanding women.
Yes.
Okay. What do you mean by too intense? What is,
I was an introduction leader for 3 years at Landmark, and that was very intense. I figure it's really going to cook me. Should I just do this work first? I feel like I could write a book, right, or a screenplay, and so I kind of want it for future purposes. But I'm wondering if, given the nature of the program, it'd be better if I had a lot of space to be able to do it. Is that clear?
Great. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will talk about what's intense about it, and then you can decide if that's too intense or not. Okay?
Okay. That sounds great. And by the way, thank you. And, you know, God, you hold the secret, girlfriend. Thank you for the work that you did to uncover it for us.
You're really, really welcome. All right. So I'm going to, like I said, go macro, micro, nano, and see if I can take care of a bunch of things. Couple questions about what has been known as personal mastery. So I'm just going to answer that so we can take it off the list. It will be available in 2018. We're going to call it something different because its name created a lot of confusion. It's more along the lines of personal application, personal learning, personal grappling with. And it's for people who want to engage in the things that we teach along each of the paths just for themselves. They want to apply them to their life. And it's not about getting certified, creating a business, or incorporating it into an existing business, or teaching other people. It's just, I want to understand more of this for me. And it's legitimate. It's a good reason to participate with the material because our mastery program always has the latest information that we have along each path and the most amount of time that we spend. So in a course, we might spend 20 minutes or half an hour, maybe even an hour, on a particular topic in understanding men or understanding women. And in mastery, we spend 4 or 5 hours on each topic. And I'll explain what those hours are. So it's really for people who want to go much deeper and broader and study the information for their personal use would be another way that you could talk about that. So signing up for the personal use of this material will happen in February after the program has had its first weekend and we're generating all that content. And so registration will open up then, and it will be available in all 4 series, or paths as we call them. They just have different prerequisites. Because none of them are meant to be what we would call the first coat of paint. Our courses are the first coat of paint. This is more like a second or third coat of paint where your brain has already been sensitized to the information and to thinking this way and is receptive and can build on what I'd already put there. So empowering men has the prerequisite of the understanding men material. So it has the least prerequisite to do the personal use. Empowering women, you also have to have the understanding women course. Extreme freedom for personal use will only be available to people who've completed the extreme freedom course, meaning that they're with me on the webinar on November 4th and 5th, or they finish the replay of the webinar. Either way, those folks could register for the personal use of the Extreme Freedom. And then parenting and partnership is only going to be available to people who completed Heart of Partnership, personal use or certification. And the Heart of Partnership is only available to people who have done the Dance of Partnership course or Core Partnership. So parenting and partnership is the most advanced by far, and for good reason, because I assert that nowhere is human instinct running more rampant or persistent or create such a ruckus as in the area of parenting. All of our instincts are activated in the area of parenting, and we don't even have to be the biological parent. We get wound up about each other's kids. Hence, all the furor over education all the time. So yes, they'll be available in all four series. Yes, it will be open for registration right after the beginning of the year or soon thereafter. And it's a huge difference between that and certification. Personal use is for personal use. You have no permission to teach it. And you actually agree that you understand you do not have permission to teach what you're learning, with the exception of anything that I indicate to you. You should teach your husband that, which I do from time to time. Now, there is one thing that certification and personal use have in common, and that's what we call office hours. And office hours are like this, where we're on the Maestro conference system together. And if you have a question or something you want to talk about in applying the information, you can ask me those questions on the personal use office hours. And those are generally the empowering men and empowering women share office hour, and Extreme Freedom and Parenting and Partnership will have their own separate office hours because they're so explicit. Certification also has office hours, but they're separate because the questions are so different. Personal use is all, how do I apply this to my situation? Certification, we don't answer those questions. This is certification. This is, how do I teach it? How do I research it? How do I connect it with my own knowledge as a therapist or speech pathologist or business consultant or an elementary school teacher or minister or college professor? All the kinds of people who come into certification, dating coaches, relationship coaches, executive coaches, people we have certification partners from all of those fields. So certification has two components, and the best way to understand it is if you held up both hands and you spread your five fingers, and let's say your left hand are the transformational teaching skills, and there are five weekends. And the first weekend is in Los Angeles in January. It give you the exact dates for anybody who hasn't been on the website and seen how you apply for the program or anything. So it's the second to the last weekend in January, and which would be the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So all mastery weekends begin at 2 p.m. on Friday and end at 4 p.m. on Sunday, so people can get back to their jobs and homes. Many people can get home on Sunday night. So and you're required to be there the entire time, and Saturday goes from 10 to 9, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So 5 weekends from Friday at 2 to Sunday at 4. And the first weekend is in Los Angeles in January. The second weekend is in Dallas in April. The third weekend is in Denver in July. The fourth weekend is in Atlanta in October. And the fifth weekend is back in Los Angeles, the beginning of December. So we travel through all five, time zones? Mountain, Pacific, Central, yeah. So we get all four time zones of the U.S. And all the weekends are in the U.S. So yes, you have to travel. Yes, you have to beat all the weekends. And the transformational teaching skills are mostly how do you teach this information in a way that transforms people's lives. So what do you have to do for people to let you? I mean, when you guys thank me for my information, I am as grateful for the fact that you let me. You let me contribute to you. You let me in. You let the information in. It's a tremendous gift that you give me because everything I do, honestly, is just worthless. It's merely interesting. To me, fascinating. You're the one that creates all the value out of it because of your courage to act on it. So in Mastery, what you're doing, Mastery and Certification, is you're stepping into my shoes. You're going from being the receiver, the consumer, the student, maybe the baby bird with your mouth open, to being the provider, the teacher, the one who is working, doing everything you can to figure out how to communicate this in a way that makes a difference for people. And we have this program because not everyone can hear me. You could hear me. That's why you're here. Not everybody can hear me. And there are people who can hear you that can't hear me. And what's happening is in those five weekends, not only are you learning how do you approach people in a way that they open their hearts and minds, but also how do you design a custom program for an individual or for a group? How do you do that? How do you do the intake? How do you create the centerpiece? How do you figure out what goes where? And then how do you sell it to somebody? How do you present it to somebody in such a way that they're going, I totally want to do that. What do you need from me? So you're taught how to design them, how to lead them, how to interact with people, how to relate to all the things that people are doing because they're being human, and you practice, practice, practice. And partly in answer to Amina's question about is this too intense, the intensity of Mastery in those five weekends comes as a result of our use of neuroscience. So because of my study of it and my husband's even more extensive study of it and my use of it in our Mastery program, the quantum leaps in your ability to communicate and connect with people is intense because it's disorienting. I mean, literally in an 11-minute turn or 19-minute turn or 20-minute turn where you're practicing a new skill using neuroscience, you go from, oh, I don't know if I can do this, to, wow, I totally can do this, and that was amazing. So if you can imagine in a 20-minute period of time what's happening to you, that kind of growth, like just last weekend, we had somebody who said, I have been working with coaches, professional speaking coaches, for 5 years to fix this. And you just handled it in how long? And we did. We just handled it in about 11 minutes. So it's one of the things I'm excited about and I'm also really proud of. We have developed this program since 2006, and every year is better than the last because I am obsessed. I'm obsessed with not only how can you teach in a transformational way, how can you teach people to teach in a transformational way. So the weekends are tiring because, and you get really hungry because your brain is cutting so many new pathways, and that requires a lot of protein. And but one of the things I insist on in life is fun. So the weekends they're fun, they're exciting, they're interesting, they can be emotional, they're special, the connections between people that they make in mastering certification. We've had people start businesses together, become best friends. It's extraordinary. There are people who still have a reunion every year from a past mastery program. So super special. So if you think of your left hand with those five fingers and those five weekends, and every weekend you're going to be learning new skills. Every weekend you're going to be on stage at least twice. Every Friday we call it the Parade of Stars. You're the star. Every Friday you have an assignment that you're executing on stage for 2 or 3 minutes, and it's where I in the back am taking my baseline. So it's where I watch your growth from one weekend to the other. And see, what am I working with now? What am I working with now? Because this isn't cookie cutter. This is doing everything I can do to support you in being the best teacher you could possibly be while having the most fun at it. Spending the least amount of energy that you could to have the most fun and be the most effective. People don't come out the same. Everybody comes out different because you're different to begin with. The only way that you come out the same is you come out more like yourself. You get more and more true to your own essence in the process. Saturday nights we have something that always has a lot of fun in it that's consistent with the theme of the weekend. The first weekend is all about the foundation of the program and how do you do research and how do you design a program and in the beginnings of teaching a program and removing some obstacles that people typically have. The second weekend is all about your consciousness, your energy. It's about, forget techniques like eye contact. Eye contact is baloney. We want soul contact here, spirit contact here, emotional, spiritual, mental fusion. How do you do that? And maybe it's me thumbing my nose at eye contact. One of the exercises you do with your back to the audience. You have no eye contact, and yet they're completely held in your field of awareness and feel like you're talking specifically to them. That's the second weekend, all about energy, or what we would say where your consciousness goes, your life force flows. The third weekend is all about empowerment. So how do you empower your audience to be with you without you having to change? And how do you empower yourself to be with your audience exactly as you are? And in distinguishing what's your part and what's their part. And that you don't try to teach people who expect you to carry all the weight. They got to do their part, because otherwise you'll be exhausted and you won't make a difference. The fourth weekend, there's a big part that's to refuel your tanks, because it's a rigorous year. And that's where we do our coaching intensive. So we teach you how to be the kind of coach that on the spot or overnight can design a custom program for people. And the same principles apply to customizing coaching as to customizing a whole program. And so if you can hear, I'm repeating myself, because in the first weekend we teach you how to design a program and lead it. Well, by the fourth weekend, you can hear nuances that you couldn't in the first weekend. So we take it to a whole other level. And then the fifth weekend is where we do our whatever's left, because it ends up getting sprinkled throughout the year, as you guys ask it of me. Whatever else I haven't told you yet about what I've learned from having a because when you have a business and transformation, there are different rules. There are different requirements than having a normal business. There are different expectations people have of you. And throughout the year, I'm teaching you things that I learned the hard way about having a business and transformation. So we finished that up in the fifth weekend, and then we also have some really special graduation exercises. Now, that's your left hand. Those are the 5 weekends, and they're mandatory to complete the program and be certified. On your right hand, you got 5 more fingers, and those 5 fingers now represent every 5 weeks of the program. So we have 8 cycles in the program that correspond to the 8 topics that are outlined on the web in your path, and every 5 weeks you do the same thing with a new topic. So if you want to, take your thumb is the first week, and that's when you learn the new topic, and that's on a conference call just like this. Then you have a week in between where you start researching that topic, which we teach you how to do in the first weekend. Then your index finger, right, your first actual finger next to the thumb, we have another telephone call, and that's when you share your research with each other and you ask clarifying questions to get clearer about the topic. Then the third week, so your middle finger, now you're teaching. Now you're teaching the topic. So did you count that? So you learn the topic, and 2 weeks later, you're teaching the topic. Maybe even 10 days later. We teach you how to do that. We teach you how to go from student to teacher that fast and be good enough at it that people come back again and again and again. And by the way, you can charge them for teaching them while you're in the program. You can have your students cover your payment plan, help you with your flight, your hotel stays, or your Airbnb, whatever you do. But you, from the very beginning of the program, you can charge people for what you're teaching them in the topics that you're learning. So you learn it, that's your thumb. You report back on research, that's your first finger. You're out there teaching it, that's your middle finger, and we don't have a call that week so that you have more time to teach. Your ring finger, that's when you come back on another telephone call, and we call that teaching adventures. And that's where you're sharing what worked and what didn't work, and you get coaching, and you get coaching from your trainer. And your trainer is the person who has a huge part of certifying you. Most series, you're going to have 2 trainers. You're going to have a trainer that evaluates and gives you feedback on your research journal that you turn in. That happens by your ring finger. You're turning in your research journal. And then your trainer who does your demonstration calls. And that's what happens usually after the 4th week. In the 5th week, and it can lap over into the 6th and 7th week, so it's crossing over into the next topic. But that's when you have your demonstration calls. And those are hour-long calls where you're on the phone with a volunteer being observed by your trainer, and you are literally demonstrating your ability to teach the topic in your way, utilizing the transformational teaching skills that you got at the last weekend, because we hold you to account for implementing them, and then you get signed off on your demonstration call. So that's the whole process. Learn it, research it, teach it, turn in your journal, do your demonstration call. So you repeat that 8 times over the course of the year. And you have a coach who's available. You have a call with them that's part of the program. You can pay for more if you want to. You have office hours where you can ask more questions about anything you're trying to get clear about, so you have more time with me. I'm one of the instructors. So what you'll see on the website is the way that I share that with people. In some case, I'm the instructor for both the new topic and the research and clarification. For some, I'm the instructor just for research and clarification. The reason we do that is because the topic is stable And so someone who is even better at teaching it than I am, like Joan McLean and Adrian Dworak, they teach the new topic call, that some call, of new topics. Because if I teach them, they just get more complicated because I'm constantly making new connections, and the new connections need a foundation to stand on. So you get the foundation from Joan or Adrian, and then on research and clarification, we can go deeper and wider and expand all the implications of it, and you're ready for the things I can contribute to that topic. So parenting and partnership and extreme freedom, I do the first two topics, and then the other trainer does the teaching adventures. Okay, so I think I answered a lot of questions with that. And one of the things, Amina, that would make it more intense is when you're teaching the topic, how you choose to do that. So we require that you teach the topic 5 times before your demonstration call. Otherwise, the odds of you failing your call and having to pay to have another one are very high. So we don't want to do that to you. So you teach 5 times. So we have a woman in the current mastery who has taught 90 people. She taught 90 people one-on-one. So she has taught her topics over and over and over again, 10, 15, 20 times she's taught the same topic. That's a way to get amazing at teaching a topic. There's a different kind of way to get amazing, to teach groups in person, groups that interrupt, groups that have questions, groups that develop your skills in how do you manage a room. It's up to you how you teach to develop the skills that you want to develop depending on how you want to express this. Are you going to have a business that's organized around teaching people one-on-one, or do you want to go do 100 or 200 or 500 or 1,000 people? You should be developing what you want to do. And meanwhile, by the way, you're developing your clientele. People are coming to your teachings. They're getting hooked on what you've got to offer. They're watching you get better and better and better at it. And people go from having gatherings in their rooms to having to reserve, you know, the library conference room because their friends keep bringing more and more friends. We also have training available for how do you schedule public things, like how to use Meetup to teach total strangers. You want to develop some muscles, go teach total strangers. Okay. All right. So that is going to be where does mastery happen for Rachel? Is Queen's Code a path? No, we don't have a path that's dedicated to that course because the Understanding Men workshop is that path, and it takes way too much information. We only have time to develop your ability in 8 topics, and the Queen's Code book, oh my gosh, has way more than that. And the course has way more than that. So Empowering Men is the closest one to that. Okay, Amina. So I'm just going to ask you guys to give me feedback by a show of hands. So if I have given you what you need, Amina and Rachel, if you would go ahead and press 4 on your keypad, then that will help me know that you were satisfied. Julie, I answered personal mastery versus certification, and the answer to your question is, what would the path look like if you did extreme freedom and people are struggling with the healing they need for empowering men? What you would do is you would become the person that helps them heal what's in the way of them receiving and applying the Empowering Men material. So you wouldn't be certified to teach it, but you would be certified to help them get over their obstacles. And because everyone is getting coaching training, you could qualify to be a coach on our website besides providing coaching in your own private business. So again, if you're getting what you need, if you change your your number to a four, including those of you who never had a number in the first place. I'm always happy to find out when you got what you needed. All right, barreling right along. Jashri, I don't know if this is the right time in your life. Obviously, that's something for you to figure out. And, yes, there's a certain amount of embodying that comes from teaching. And great teachers embody their work. But if you only want to teach it in order to embody it for yourself, this program will require way too much of you. You have to want to teach it, or mastering certification is miserable. You have to. You could be terrified of teaching it, terrified of public speaking, but if you find yourself compelled to teach this information, this is the right program. You get to teach it brilliantly. You get to teach it from owning it from your own personal experience, and you get to, in integrity, collect money for teaching it, unlike some people who teach it out of integrity. Okay, Barbara. The second path is $3,000, I think it's $3,000, it might be $2,500, less than the first path, and we only under certain conditions allow people to register for the second path at the same time. We want to make sure you have enough room in your life to do it. One path takes 6 to 10 hours a week, including the conference calls and the journals and whatnot. Some people take a lot more because they're teaching like crazy and loving it, or they don't follow our advice in how to do things more efficiently. So we actually take a waiting list for people who want a second path and make sure everybody who wants one path, who qualifies, can get that path. And then when we get past January, the beginning of January, people who are on the waiting list for a second path will open up the available paths to them. And if they're still open, our preference is actually that you do a whole five-week cycle and know exactly what you're getting into. And then if there's still that path open, that's the best time to register for it, because then you have the most confidence in your ability to do it. Will certification be available next year? The people who are in mastery and certification who complete it successfully will be eligible for topics that I make available in the future to get certification in, because they've already sorted out the process. So they'll be able to add it to their existing certification, but we won't be taking new people in that model. Have we taught how to create our own course? Absolutely. In many different, at least two major different ways, but we really are teaching you how to customize them, which means a whole lot of things are possible, and also other things that go with a course. That doesn't matter how brilliantly you design the course. If you don't have a strong enough vessel, for example, to hold the content and intensity of your course, it won't work, so we teach you how to do that. Any assistance in how to market? We do. The first assistance we provide is that the topic descriptions that you read on our website are actually made in order for you to be able to publicize them. Say you're going to do a meetup group. You can publish that description if you want. You're also welcome to change it. And then we also, in our professional sections, we talk about pricing. We talk about different ways that people think that you can present your marketing message in. We talk about branding in a very small but significant way, because the course is designed to create brand insistence for you. So, yes, we do some of that, even though I would still, after all these years, not consider myself an expert. And how do we share other stuff? So there's what you're certified in, and then there's stuff that you picked up from doing our courses. Or maybe you're a volunteer for someone in another series. We talk specifically about that in the first weekend, but the short answer is you just let people know. I'm not certified in this, so I cannot provide this for you anywhere near the quality of what I've worked so hard to master. I can, however, get you started and tell you where to find the information. So we don't tease people, but we don't overteach what you're not qualified to teach. So that's a way to do it in integrity. And Marshall, not a coach. Afraid to do it and not know what to do with it. So, Marshall, the cool thing is that over the course of a year, you're going to be doing with it. So it's not like you learn, and now you got to do with it. You're learning and doing and learning and doing and learning and doing. And over the course of the year, you're refining and discovering who really you're committed to teaching. Like you thought it was this group and you realize, no, it's a completely different other group. We've had people had that. Like they started out wanting to teach teenagers and they end up realizing what they really want to do is teach their parents. Or the other way around. Or they thought they were going to teach individuals because they thought considered themselves a one-on-one person, but then they got hooked on teaching groups because the weekends are so fun, and they realized they really want to do that, and so they start having workshops when they thought they were just going to do one-on-one coaching. So you get to experiment with a whole bunch of different ways of teaching it throughout the year. So you may not be crystal clear about what you want to do with it, but you will have gotten to try different ways of doing it and be on the track of seeing what you're really passionate about, as well as developing people who are asking you, could you come and do this for my company? Would you come and do this for my junior league? Would you come and do this? You end up with invitations to turn down. Okay, wow, only 8 minutes over as I sped through. So Selma and Lydia and Marshall, if you would indicate if you got what you needed, you click 4 to let me know you got what you needed. Or if you didn't, Selma, if you have a follow-up question, please press 1. You have more that you need. So I'm looking for a 4 or a 1. Wow, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so we're past the time that we have scheduled, and everybody has their 4 up except for Michelle, who didn't have a question. She just really wants to share things that could be done with this material. So, Michelle, I'm going to ask that you do that on our understandmen.com Facebook because I don't have the space to include that in this Q&A. And so you can do that there. Or if you'd like to, another possibility is to send an email to melissa@understandmen.com. And Melissa is the coordinator of Mastering Certification, and she loves ideas. She loves ideas, and she loves ideas for what to do with information. So she would be someone that you could email your ideas to. That's Melissa, normal spelling, at understandmen.com. All right, everybody. The last thing just to tell you is in this process, what you do is you fill out an application on our website. Under Mastering Certification, we ask a lot of questions, and then you'll be contacted by either Adrian Dworak or Tracy Campbell. They're both graduates of Mastery, and they're both workshop leaders at PAX, and they're on staff full-time, and they're the person who will be interviewing you, and in that interview, they also can answer a lot of questions, and that's the route that you have to go. So you have to apply for Mastery and be invited to be in it. And if you go through that process. Now, one thing I will let you know, if you're considering the Extreme Freedom path, but you're not sure yet, then the thing to do would be to go ahead and be in the weekend with me on November 4th and 5th, and to be sure of what it is that you want to do. And we will extend the early registration discount for people who are in that weekend if they want to do that series. Lydia, you had asked about how it would it all look like or work if you were doing two series. What we've noticed is that it isn't twice as much. It doesn't have to be, you know, 12 to 20 hours a week, because you can basically end up spending less time scheduling and more time you get to do. So you schedule a research call with somebody and you research both topics with one person. You schedule a teaching and you teach both topics to those people. And someone had asked, is it something we just teach you how to teach it and you roll it out? The answer is absolutely not. In fact, the way I teach the topics, you have to work it out how you're going to teach the topics, because there's so many different ways to teach it. And figuring out how to teach it to your audience is part of what has you master it and part of what makes you one of a kind. And we're not producing Alison Armstrong knockoffs. We're producing people that, honestly, the criteria of our trainers is, was this person so good, I would tell one of my friends or family members to pay them money to learn from them. That I would say, yeah, you could learn from me, but you should go learn from this person. Go pay this person because they have a way of presenting this, or they have a take on it, or they have a way of combining it with their imago therapy that's just off the charts. We appreciate everything you bring to the party, and that it makes you able to make a contribution that we can't. So no, we don't hand you an agenda. We teach you how to make your own based on who your audience is and what they care about and what a program for them has to have, because they're all different. Okay. Oh, yay. Kim, you got what you needed. Awesome. Anybody else on the call who didn't ask a question, if you want to press 4, let me know you got what you needed. That's quite happy-making. And if you didn't, you can go ahead and call or send an email to Tracy Campbell to schedule a time to ask more questions, and she's happy to provide that as well. All right. Beautiful. All right, thank you all for joining me. Thanks for the high five. And I'm going to give everyone the microphone so we can say good night or good day, depending on your time zone. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Good night. Bye,
Allison.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night. Bye.